Hey, you guys, welcome to Boiling Point Faith and Fire, where truth meets pressure and we don't play nice with the lies. This is not a safe space. We have a lot of shows that are a lot of safe space. This is not your safe space, okay? It's a sharpening space where we call it what it is and line it up with truth and remind you that your faith isn't fragile. It is forged, okay? We're here to cut through the noise and stand on conviction and keep our eyes on what really matters. You guys know I don't do this alone. Joining me, as always, the grounded and always ready to bring it co-host Rory. And yeah, what do you have today for this podcast show on Boiling
Oh
Point,
my gosh,
guys?
for this podcast show. That's right. She doesn't want me to start talking about the other podcasts.
You
So,
guys, I hope
where are
you
we?
guys follow all our shows because it's very different dynamics. And we literally just
Telling
had
you.
a whole podcast episode before we hit record for another show. Like, we wasted talk space.
Oh boy, it's just
But
killing her right now. Yeah, it's killing her. It's killing her. Yeah.
so fired up.
That's right. When you have another show and you put a post up on Facebook and every single response you get proves my point, then yeah, it really is. It's pretty rough on Brandon. So you guys got to give her a little bit of grace today because she's having trouble, just understanding how the real world works. And it's okay. It's all really good. But
I guess it's one of those things, like if you don't do it, like everything we talk on the show, right? Like we're not going to break the law. So when we see other people doing it, it's just so hard to understand and it's like not reality, right? We're living in the land of common
good,
sense
yeah.
here. And I feel that same way. Like I can't understand some of these perspectives. And my perspective is I'm like, see, like girl code, why are these bitches going to lie to me? Like, why are they just not telling the truth? Like, can anyone not trust me? Because a lot of people come to me and trauma dump. I'm that person, that everybody comes and spills their guts. And this has never been something that has been a conversation. You guys need to go check it out. If you don't know our other show, it's Both Sides of the Mic, The Real His and Hers Unfiltered. Okay. Go check out this episode. Check out my post on Facebook. And, the whole time I'm reading these, I'm like, they're proving my point. Like, see, none of them are saying they do this, not even in my inbox privately. That's where I thought people would come through and be like, yeah, I really caught myself kind of, but anyway, you guys go check out that show. But today we do have a lot of crazy stuff to talk about. And I'm gonna
First response, right, is men lie. And in the terms of men lie, let's talk about the Senate for a minute. How about that? And then I'll throw it to you. All right. A whole bunch of men lying there and proving everybody's point that you can't trust a politician. The Republicans in the Senate are trying right now to get out of this, voter ID law, the
They better
SAVE
not
Act.
be.
Oh, they're trying so hard because they don't want it. They don't want to cave. They're obviously bought and paid for. They've done everything but say, here are the receipts for how badly I'm bought and paid for because there's just nothing coming out anymore other than, I won't do it. So, Rep, I think her name is Paulina Luna from Florida, Representative Luna from Florida has been spearheading this in the House, saying, I don't want anything else to show up here. We're not going to vote on any other bill from the Senate until you
Until
pass
this is
this.
done.
And the Speaker of the House is backing her up, going, she's right. We're not gonna. And so they're trying to take the SAVE Act off the table in the Senate, and they're gonna, oh, we're gonna pass it through reconciliation with the budget. No, all that means is it's going behind a closed door where no one can see what happens. And the administrator of that can simply line item strike it. No, not going to happen. And the Republicans in the House are basically saving the country right now by holding strong and saying, all of you milquetoast sons of in the Senate need to wake up and get your job done. And they're just not. They're trying every trick in the book to get it passed. And I'm like, do you think we can't see you? Do you think you're invisible? I mean, or do you really honestly think, and maybe this is it, they really think we're that stupid that we just don't get what they're doing? The jig is up, guys. We see it. We know. And I hope every one of you gets primaried and voted out at this point because it's the biggest waste of human brain power or lack thereof I've ever seen. It's awful. Just awful.
I did see a headline today, one of them. I don't know who it was because I just glanced over it because I'm so over it. Like, let's just pass it and move on with life, okay? But he literally said it out loud, like we're gonna lose hundreds of thousands of votes without IDs. Like he said it out loud, and I'm like, this is what we're working with. And the thing is, I don't think they think we're stupid. I think they just have gotten away with murder for so long that they don't even care anymore. Like, I just think they genuinely don't care. They laugh at us. I feel like they laugh because they know we're not stupid and they're like, haha, y'all are suckers. Like, we get you every time.
You're
So,
probably right. Honestly, that's probably more
yeah.
accurate. You're right. They're not even worried about saying the quiet part out loud anymore
No.
because they're like, what are you going
Yeah.
to
What are we
do?
going to do? You
Nothing.
know?
We tried.
Yeah. Half the
It's
conservatives are going to get pissed off and not vote
over.
at all. And the other half is going to try to fight for their lives and be devastated because why are these guys still in office? Like, why is this still a thing? And
One more
I don't.
step towards civil war, and we'll see.
Yes. I mean, that's, hey,
Here we go.
Podesta. Hey, Podesta. That's the plan.
That's right. What episode was that? Like six or seven, where
I
you
don't
outlined the
know.
Podesta plan. So, it's in her title. So, folks, go back and
Yeah.
check out one of the early top 10 episodes,
Yeah.
first 10. She started talking about the Podesta plan, and I know you put it in the title,
I
so it
did.
should be easily searchable. Yeah, go
Yeah.
check that out. And, we won't do that today, but oh my gosh,
Yeah.
she laid it all out like boom, boom, boom. This is it. And we are watching it in real time
Yeah.
happen every single
Yeah.
day now. Oh my
You
gosh.
know, I know I said in the Podesta plan there was a movie that Obama funded and made that civil, I think it's Civil War is what it's called. We put that on the other night. I've been wanting to watch it, just time hasn't allotted for it. And I put it on and Ben made me turn it off about 30 minutes into it. He's like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. But it was absolutely exactly as everybody said. And it's just kind of what they want to happen, you know, where it was just crazy. So if you guys haven't seen that, go see that because that's kind of what they want to happen. And I might finish it at some point just because it's that curiosity, right? Like you watch a train wreck, you can't look away. So I just am curious because it's just brainwashing ridiculousness. But some of us don't fall for that stuff, you guys.
Right.
What
If you
else
watch
do
it, you got
you?
to watch it for behind the scenes, is the thing.
Exactly.
You
Yeah.
can't take it at face value. You have to watch it for what you know is true going
Right.
on behind the scenes, and then you can actually enjoy it. If
Yeah.
you're watching that thing and you're taking it at face value, you're going to be like,
Oh
what
my
is happening
God. Yeah.
here? This isn't reality. What's
Yeah.
going on? So, yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
So, right. Now, I know you've got a few things.
I do. Do you have anything else?
I have all kinds of
Anything on
stuff,
your
my dear.
radar?
I can keep on firing if you'd like. There was a brand new thing in, oh my gosh, where was it? I just saw it. It was in, I think it was outside of Chicago again. They had four instances in 2 hours where these very large, black men were walking down the street
Yeah.
just punching white girls in the face. And
Oh.
it was, I think OAN had it, but I'm not, don't hold me to that. One of those
Yeah.
smaller niche networks had it. And they collected the cams from all around this for a 6 block area. These guys were all dressed similar. They're wearing tie-dye shirts. They're big dudes. I mean, like, if I saw this dude walking down the street, I literally would move just because
The other
he's that
side.
big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no joke. And they walk right up to girls, and as soon as there's a girl who's not making eye contact with them and maybe is looking at her phone or, is distracted, they
Boom.
just haul back and smash and punch her right in the face. She drops. They don't rob her. They don't try and do anything else to her. It's not, a sexual assault. It's not a robbery. It literally is just random assault because I can.
Wow.
And the videos of these guys doing it are clear as day. You can't miss who these guys are. I mean, if you're a cop, if you have any kind of facial recognition, you know who these people are. Very
Yeah.
easily identifiable, zero arrests.
Yeah.
None. Four separate guys, completely identifiable, just walking around punching white girls in the face. And I'm like, and you want to know why the Bears left
Yeah.
and moved to Indy? They're coming to Indiana.
Right.
Gee, I wonder. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And they asked Mayor Brandon about it, and he said, I'm not aware of that.
He's just an ignorant
That's all I
idiot.
said. And they're like, well, we're making you aware of it. Well, I'm not aware of that.
Yeah.
Next. Wouldn't even deal with it. It's
Yeah.
like they're literally doing this stuff now because they can. It wasn't, and it's, I think if there's a different, there's a different mindset and there's a different threat to it if it's robbery. Okay. Because, well, then, at least you understand why.
Right.
It's random violence for the sake of random violence.
Yeah.
That's not, this person needed the goods more than you did, or this person was impoverished, or this person, is facing
There's no
challenges that you
excuse
never
for
had.
it.
there isn't a single sociological left-leaning excuse on the board.
Yeah.
And it's frightening because there is no reason for it.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, of course, it's not okay if you punch someone in the face and take their purse, right? But to do it, just to do it,
Yeah.
is a whole new level of what has happened to the country. And you know, that's the last thing I wanted to kind of throw out there today.
Yeah.
It's just, folks, you got to really watch out. You know, all I could think about was, what if I was walking next to my wife?
Yeah.
And that happens, right? And he just punches my wife out
Yeah.
of nowhere.
Yeah.
You would never see it coming. You'd have no idea. It's so random. And then what? You know, then I'm dead probably, because if I react at all, he's probably going to kill me.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane what we are letting go on. And they have a chance here to step up, to arrest these guys, to say this is simply not okay. They won't. They're not even acknowledging that it's happening.
Yeah.
I don't get that part of it at all. Why would you want that to happen to anybody?
Right.
How can you possibly have a city where everyone can just randomly hurt somebody else and get away with it for
Yeah.
nothing? Anyway, I could talk about it all day, but that's my last little piece I wanted to point out, is watch yourselves. If it's happening there, it can happen anywhere, because you know, guys see that and they go, "Oh, got away with it there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I live in Dearborn. Maybe I'll just go ahead and do the same thing. I bet I get away with it." Yeah, I mean, you try it in Indiana, that guy's probably not going to make it home. But you know, that's why I live
Yeah. Yeah.
here. In
No,
Michigan,
I,
though,
yeah.
honestly, you better watch out.
Yeah. That's why I don't leave the house, y'all. The butcher now. I have to go to the meat market because I'm not going to eat humans anymore, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But yeah, that's like my only thing. I go to the meat market, y'all. So, and I don't go alone. I bring a friend. I bring a friend that fits nicely in anything I carry. So,
Right on.
I'm not going to be the victim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I bring
But
two friends, Smith and Wesson. Yeah, exactly.
yes,
I know what you mean.
I do think it's crazy because we're literally just talking about this with our government. Like they're doing things because they can. And now society is just doing things they can. Why would we think it would be any other way? It's like your parents set an example, and you kind of, a lot of people just end up being like their parents. Well, here, the government, who has people dependable on them and you know, gets all the focus points on social media and is just all the rage, like, of course, I'm not even shocked because why not? The government could do whatever they want. They've killed lots of people. Okay, why can't they just go around punching people? I mean, the government, you guys.
All right.
I did see a cool headline today. Actually saw this. I think I saw this a couple days ago, but I've seen it more than once. Three states, Minnesota, Arizona, and Tennessee, have now introduced legislation designated the COVID-19 Myrna injections. You know, those things everybody was forced to get. They have said they're biological weapons of mass destruction. And I'm like, hell yeah, it's about time that people are really taking the truth to the courts, like to document this. And it's crazy because there's still so many people in denial. When the truth has come out, they did a big study. The babies that have gotten the shots and died never had a heart problem. That's the only correlating thing. And I mean, just tons of things like the cancer that's running rampant. It's wild. And I just feel like we're always demanding accountability here. And because we are human and we have that microwave mentality. We want the instant gratification. Like we want that now. You guys, accountability is a slow burn. Like it's slow, but I feel like it does burn. And they're not putting this on the mainstream news. They're not talking about this. You know, it's elected state legislators are doing this, you know, and I know, I actually know people that listen to the show that did get the shot, and it breaks my heart. Like whatever you can do to detox from it, I say do it. I don't know if that's a thing. But like some of you guys made your kids get it. Some of you shame the people who said I need more time. I know my husband and his sister, she was one of the ones that, you know, we don't even talk to her anymore. She was a nurse and she's like, I hope you guys, you know, get sick and need a bed and there isn't one for you. Basically. Like she hoped we died because we wouldn't get the vaccination. you called, how many times have I been called a conspiracy theorist and I don't know as much as a doctor does? And I even lost a really good friend over this because he's like, it's science and I study science and, all these things. And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's fine. All of this, and I'm not here to say I told you so, but like I'm here to say this, accountability doesn't skip anyone. Eventually, it's not going to skip Fauci. It's not going to skip Pfizer. It's not going to skip the governors who mandated it, and not the everyday person who weaponized social pressure to push something into another human's body without asking a single question. I mean, a donut for a vaccine, right? Like, how does that make sense to you guys? Like, nobody saw the red flag. But the slow burn is that the truth doesn't need your permission to come out. It doesn't. I feel like God always has a way of bringing things to the surface. And, the Bible doesn't say maybe the truth will set you free. It says it will, present tense, past tense, future tense, all of it. And there was no timeline where deception wins permanently. So the bills right now are in committees and people are arguing about whether this should still be news. Absolutely. I don't ever want you guys to stop talking about what they did to us. Not with the shutdown, not with the mandates, not with, really, we're protesting President Trump when we had a president who literally had COVID police and wouldn't let you hug your brother at a funeral. Like, we're pissed at Trump. They took literal human rights and your grandma died alone. But, like, this is what we're talking about here. It's doing its work, and I feel like it's gonna catch. And the question isn't, I think, with everything we see, it's not if accountability comes, it's whether you're gonna be the person who forced yours on your own terms, or if you get caught in the flames, really. So there's that.
Wow. Okay. It's funny because you said Minnesota, Tennessee, and Arizona.
Yeah.
That is so surprising to me. I mean, Tennessee, I get, but
Minnesota, right?
Minnesota, which is
Yeah.
about as purple as you can be, and Arizona, which frankly turned blue, pretty hard,
Yeah.
several cycles ago. And it was like, huh. But in those states, they determine this.
Yeah.
My goodness. I wonder what Mark Kelly and some of these other senators have to say about stuff like that. Gee whiz.
Yeah. Interesting.
Ever since
Interesting.
he got brought up on, his almost lost his pension,
Yeah.
as a soldier, he's been pretty quiet, after the
Yeah.
last stupid thing he did. We haven't heard from him. So,
Yeah.
but oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. My next headline, I did talk to you guys a little bit about this one. I said I was going to talk about it today. The extensive far left network now under investigation by multiple federal agencies, a network with close ties to activist groups that traveled to Cuba this last weekend to support its flailing communist regime. This investigation took a couple months, but it exposed the network of 2,000 organizations funded in large part by tech tycoon Neville Roy Singham, husband of Code Pink co-founder Jody Evans. And their goal is to push anti-US, pro-China propaganda and support autocratic regimes, targeting young college students to parrot the anti-American narrative. How long has this been happening, right? So, I did a little deep dive on these guys, and their names show up in a lot of reporting about activists and foreign policy criticism, global political narratives, blah 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 blah. This is my thing. Like, I feel like, they needed Soros needed a boogeyman or whatever. Like, we know the boogeyman exists, but he needed like someone to kind of take the fall because the heat's on him, and it has been with all the protests and people digging into all of his, financial stuff. I just feel like this, it's not random activism. We know that. It's a coordinated effort just to shift the moral foundation of a country. And I don't even think it's necessarily, I don't think their intention is to make people evil, but how much easier is it to control people who are disoriented? Disorient them. No phone, no chains, no cages, no confusion. Like, just keep them all brainwashed and crazy, you know? There
Got
is
to be
a,
a press component to that.
yeah. Oh,
D
there's media linked all over to them.
That's what I mean. There has to be, because
Yeah.
there's no way that a bunch of progressives went to a communist country to convince the
Yeah.
people in the communist country how great communism is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that isn't the goal. The people who are there already know how bad it is
Yeah.
because they're living in
Yeah.
it. So it has to be more about the media and the effort, doesn't it? I mean, in
Yeah.
terms of what they're trying to accomplish. I think
Yeah.
that's what I'm wondering while I'm hearing this is why would you do that?
Right.
What's the
And
end game for that?
yeah. I mean, 2,000 organizations is a lot, but that's it. Really, it's a lot of just these kids on college campuses, anti-American stuff. They're connected a lot to China too, in here. And I just think, you know, everyone's waking up, everyone's asking questions, and probably kind of like the whole Fauci thing, you know, like the real guy behind Fauci, we'll never know who that is. Because I guarantee, like, he's not that, he didn't do this by himself, you know. And it's the same thing, kind of like I think Soros is just protecting himself with throwing people out to get caught here. They're just the little worker bees doing the same stuff, but you know, what's the truth? Money does move influence, it always has, and you know, all of these, the networks of media, the propaganda, people are selling their souls left and right. But I, you know, that's, we know that. We know the media has been, we know they're all in on it. They're all in on it. They're getting exactly what they want. All the
Maybe that's it.
fear-mongering. Yeah.
Maybe it's a redirect for the media. Like, hey, here's something you can go talk about while we do all this other heinous stuff that
Yeah.
we don't want anybody to see. You know, maybe it's
Yeah.
just a redirect, you know what I mean, type of
Yeah.
thing. And that's wow, because just the premise of it is like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
You know, not that we don't deal with that every day, where we literally
Yeah.
go, wait, what? I think
Yeah.
I do that 10 times a day now, just at everything that comes across the feed. But yeah, that's a really interesting story because it's like, why? And maybe you're right. Maybe they got to make, oh, let's focus on Cuba. There is a bad guy down there. Everybody can agree is a bad guy.
Yeah.
We'll flood the airwaves with that for a little while, and then, you know, psh, 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 we can get this done over here.
Yeah. Same with
Something.
China. Same with China. This is a great one. Okay. Today, the House, I don't know if this was today, okay? I didn't look at the date, but sometime in the last week. Today, the House advanced HB 3660. That's a bill to legalize the use of composted human bodies as fertilizer. If the bill is put into law, Oklahoma joins 14 blue states that have legalized the process. So instead of outlawing this type of practice outright, we're on track to take the use of human manure as fertilizer in yet another incredible step forward for mankind.
What?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. And before you guys say, Brandon, that's insane, let me remind you, 14 blue states already said yes. And now we're just casually growing crops in your grandma. Like we're using grandma. And that's the thing we're doing now, because here's where this gets good. You guys know I went down the rabbit hole. We already got people coming forward about human chop shops. That's a real thing in the United States of America. Body parts being sold, tissues being harvested, whole operations. You guys know you're eating human meat when you're eating fast food and probably Walmart's burger, okay? Now they want to legalize turning bodies into soil, food soil. So when I tell you that the meat of certain fast food chains, you guys, it's all out there right in front of us. And it's not even suspicious, it's obvious. They're not even being sneaky about this, okay? They normalize it in stages. And first it was weird, then it was green and eco-friendly. Now it's 14 states deep, and Oklahoma's about to make a baker's dozen plus one. They always hide it in the legislation. It's there, you guys. They make it sound clean. Composting. Composting, that's a fancy word for liberals to jump on because it sounds good for the environment. That's what they give you so you don't panic. Just putting it out there. Just
Other than being like just reprehensible and disgusting, right? Because of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any? I'm sure there isn't. How would you get a study on it? I'm wondering what the health risks are, because we're already eating food that is fertilized by, I
Yeah.
mean, cow manure, right? You know, we're already eating food that, I mean, all the way back to the Indians, they would, the pilgrims and the Indians, they would throw a dead fish into,
Yeah.
the soil, and it would help the corn grow, So we've been using dead bodies of animals. We've been using the excrement of animals. Now, I don't know how big of a leap is it to say, now it's, your neighbor. I mean, really, it's.
Or the greatest part, you go on a killing spree and you just get your victims into this little compost plant. Wow, who would ever
Wow.
know? Like you're done. It's they're just so ridiculous. It's probably
I feel
the
like I'm watching an
government.
episode of Dexter right now. Something. Yikes.
It's so crazy what's happening.
There's
It's
just that, you're right. There's something morally wrong with that. I don't really know what it is, even. There's just something that it's just wrong with that. Is this like an attempt to empty out the graveyards and not use those so they can use the real estate for something else?
But that's what I'm saying. I think they haven't been using them in a long time. Because if you think about the number of people that die, I've not seen a new cemetery built as
Oh my
long as
God.
I've lived in Michigan. And most of the ones around me are like packed full. There's not lots left. So what is happening to people? Where are they putting your loved ones? Because I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Rabbit hole. Welcome, you guys.
Oh, what a can of worms you just opened
Food for
up.
thought. Food for thought
Holy
today.
cow. All right. Wow. Yeah, let's
Yeah.
just leave that at everybody's feet, right? Here you
Yes.
go, everybody.
Drop the bomb and I'm gonna walk away. I did notice a lot of and this is not that. This is not fear porn, you guys. That's information. But what I'm about to read to you now is people on the internet trying to rile up other people, and I've seen it a lot. Okay. I'm just going to read this whole post here. The biggest lockdown since COVID-19 is on its way. This time it won't be a virus, it will be energy. Trump just gave, and don't get me wrong, do I think the world is going to try to do another COVID-style shutdown? Yes. I mean, he's putting terrible insects out in the world that are going to bite people and make people sick. He's been doing this. We know that. So I'm not saying that's not going to happen, but right now, this was when, something with Trump giving Iran 48 hours to open that strait. Iran said no. They're threatening to destroy every oil facility in the Gulf. And so this post, this is everything it's saying. Gas stations run dry, power grids go unstable, grocery shelves empty in days, hospitals ration supplies, flights get canceled, markets crash harder than March 2020, and TSA still have not got paid yet, which that is true. Okay. Gas prices are sky high. COVID locked you inside your home. This locks the entire global economy inside a broken supply chain. No vaccine, no stimulus check, no 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Be prepared now, not next week. Stock your shelves, stock your gas. And it just reminds me of like when, what was it, 2001 or something? Isn't that when everybody thought the world was going to end because they didn't know how the calendar and clock would go? And people were lined up at gas stations for like
2000.
blocks. Yeah.
Y2K.
Insane to me. Like we're doing that fear stuff again, and it's not just that, you guys. There's like 8,000 comments of people like, "Oh my God, look what our president has done to us. This is going to be the end of the world." And I'm just like, "Listen, there is truth, right? Obviously, tension involving Iran and that Strait of Hormuz. That stuff's real, and disruptions there can absolutely spike oil prices. It can mess with the global economy, but there is no countdown clock, okay, for this. There is no energy shutdown coming. There's no secret mass shutdown coming. This is someone that probably the couple I just talked about, one of Soros's minions, was paid to post, so it riles people up again. Because why? Fear spreads fast, and it did. This is shared, like 50,000 times. 50,000 people shared this to get the world riled up. And the reason why is because you guys, that's why these people, I forget their names already, the ones I just talked about. That's why they're spending so much money to do this, because chaos makes everything feel so much bigger than it is. You know, it's like if you've ever been afraid of something and you ruminate on that thought, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And suddenly, like, you just can't even get outside of that single thought. Imagine the whole, 50,000 people talking about this in the story, how big it gets in your brain. Yeah, no, it's just so systems can take advantage of the crisis. Okay. We stay aware, we do the research. There's no point in being afraid. In fact, I think that's one of the most common things to find in the Bible is do not fear, do not be afraid. Deception and confusion, we've already been told it's going to rise. Like it's going to be a big thing, okay? But I just want you guys to ground yourself in like truth and clarity and peace instead of being in the panic because proof is they're just trying to fire you up, you know? Yeah, real stuff's going on, you guys, right? Like real stuff is going on, but that's not it today.
It's funny because if you're on the left, you can't sit there and talk about, oh, Trump's only having a war with Iran because he wants to go take the oil.
Yeah.
You can't say he's only having an issue with Venezuela because he wants to go take the oil. And then turn around and go, because we're having all these conflicts, we're going to run out of oil. I'm pretty sure we're not. Pretty
Yeah.
sure we're not. I mean, we weren't getting our oil from Iran in the first place.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
I
you
know.
know, but you're right. Just throw it on the internet and kaboom,
Yeah.
and everybody goes, wait a minute. You know, oh my gosh.
And I think people don't understand that their reactions affect the stock market. If everybody knows
Oh,
everyone's
yeah.
going to be afraid, like you guys don't understand. Like Trump doesn't have a stock market button. He doesn't get to say, "Ooh, I'm going to do this over here and I'm going to tank the stock market." Like it's you guys that do
Right.
that. It's you
Exactly.
because you buy into the fear porn and you panic and you go crazy and you do dumb shit. Like if you guys just relax and understand how much control you have over the stock market, I think everything changes. And every reaction on social media, you're feeding the big guy. Okay, you're not going to eat from this. You're feeding the big guy, right? But I do have some good news. I found something really
Kidding me.
cool. Yeah,
You're
I've
kidding me.
no,
There's
I
good news out there.
yes. South Dakota has become the seventh state to enact a baby Olivia law requiring education on human development in the womb in public schools. And I think this is a huge win for life and excellence in education. And it is at a state level. This will never get to be a federal thing, but it just literally requires school to show or teach like that fetal development. It humanizes a human baby. And the states that do this already, we've got Tennessee, Idaho, North Dakota, Arkansas, Iowa, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. That's it. But I mean, this is, I think it's incredible. It's that transparency. People, you get to see like the actual shaping of a human life instead of, little things like you can't just ban abortion, right? But if you humanize a baby, and that's what I think a lot of people try to do, like anti-abortion rants. And I think, like, let's humanize a baby. So this is very excited for me. I think it's exciting for me. You're not just teaching biology. You get to show which version actually gets taught in the classroom. And I would be all for that. Like teach how a baby grows, not even, I mean, humanize it. 'Cause how many high school girls have had the abortions or end up flushing their baby down a toilet or, all of these things. 'Cause I think they just have dehumanized babies. And that's a powerful movement. So I think every step like this is incredible for the voices, for the people that are out there advocating pro-life. I think, wow. So that's my good news.
It's a good first step. It really is a good
Yeah.
first step. Did they put any teeth in it? Like, you know, hey, if you don't do this, then this?
I don't know.
Oh, I was gonna
Yeah,
say
I
that
didn't.
would be something to
Yeah.
check out. You know, there was a big move in Texas, where the Texas state legislature demanded and won, that the Ten Commandments be displayed in public schools.
Oh, I love
And that
that.
was a huge, huge win, right? But the thing they forgot to do was say, and if you don't, then this is what happens. They simply said, this is the law. And then they said, well,
Yeah.
if they don't, then they're breaking the law. Oh, well, what does that mean? Apparently, nothing. Okay, because I work with a couple of ladies who are really active with that in certain parts of Texas. They're going around and making sure it's up, and they're championing the cause in these areas that they represent with their business and stuff. And it's not up in a lot of schools because the principal's going, "Yeah, well, I'm not gonna." They didn't put any teeth in it. It was great that they passed the law, but is it a misdemeanor? What are you doing? It's a statute that they passed, and so a principal goes, "Not going to do it. What are you going to do to me?"
Take their
And
funding. That's what they're
yeah,
going to cry about.
that's what has to happen if there's no teeth in these things. Because right now I'm hearing a progressive teacher trying to teach this material and talking about how she has to, and this really isn't the truth, but I have to show you this. And that's not really a baby, it's just a mass, so don't worry about it. But I have to show this to you. I can absolutely hear the narrative while they're playing it, because they're going to hate every minute of this. Until you take the poison out of the classroom, then you're pouring the good stuff in, but it's getting poisoned by the presenter. So I love that it's a good first step, but we really have to start putting teeth in these things at some point.
I think conservatives just need their own school. If you're not going to
It's
homeschool, and that's what I recommend 10 out of 10, if you're not going to homeschool, then I say, I'd be interviewing teachers. Like, what are your core beliefs? What are your ethics? What are your values? Because that should matter to you. That's going to come out in everything you do. And if you've got a teacher spending, 8 hours a day with your kid, I sure the hell would want to know that their beliefs and values are aligned because it comes out every single time. So maybe I'll just need to start, your own school. I'm not sure. Move your kid every time, you get a liberal teacher in their grade. Find the school that is conservative because I don't know. And college, I just don't even know. I don't get me started on what I think about college because they're,
Right.
again, it's just another place to brainwash your babies. And it works. I've watched it in my own kids, and it's not a pleasant thing. Well, that's my headlines for
All
the
right.
day. So if you have anything else, share with us. If not, I say close it out.
Okay. Let's close it out. That sounds great. Folks, yeah, I'll close it this way. Listen to the headlines that Brandon just read. I mean, go back for a minute and listen to the headlines that this lady just read out loud. And then take stock of where our country is. Is that the country that you thought you'd be living in 2026? And remember the headlines that this lady just read when you're deciding that, you're disgusted with certain people, so you're not going to go vote. You may be disgusted with how one side is acting, but the other side is trying to kill you. They're trying to destroy this country, and they are responsible for those headlines. I don't know what else to say except that. It really is the lesser of two evils anymore. And if you don't go vote for the lesser of the evil, you will get stuck with the greater of the two evils. I know that's horrible to say, but it's enough to get you off the couch and go do it. We have primary season that's already upon us. We have more voting that's coming in the next 4 months. Folks, don't get left. Don't miss the boat. Go do what you got to do. And hey, I'd rather work on on the problems that we have than give in to the problems that we could have, because oh my gosh, they're astronomical. So hang in there, hang in there. It's going to be all right. We're going to have more good headlines in the future. Wow.
Make sure you guys like this episode, okay? Leave a review. It takes like 2 minutes to write something. Love us or hate us, like we want to hear about it. And then share this with someone that needs to know that they should not be going through the McDonald's drive-thru anymore. Whoever you need to share this with, you guys, make sure you help us get the word out, because if it's not for you, the show doesn't grow. So thank you guys for tuning in. And don't be a useful idiot.